Welcome back to another episode, lovers and friends. As always, I am the only host on this 6 years, almost 6 years coming up in July podcast. I had a co-host for a while, and Alan the Hammer Weinstein, but he left the show to start his own endeavor on a wrestling podcast. So now I am your one and only host, Jensen the Beautiful and Majestic. Motherfucking Dean Jackson's son. And on today's briefer than normal episode, because I'm like running the gauntlet and I'm really tired, I'm going to discuss my opinions and purviews on the newest Amazon series, Fallout. They've just been kind of knocking it out of the park. It was, for a minute, Amazon Prime Video didn't really have, they just licensed shit. But they've really been building up a strong library of original content. That is, over the years, it's impressed me. Their two strongest offerings to date, in my opinion, are the Invincible series and this newest one, Fallout. And they need to continue. They need to continue to build off the strong successes of what they have already done. And yeah, so let's jump into it. Let's put the Scooby on the booby and boogie. I don't even know what I fucking just said. Bunch of made up gibberish. So, first of all, let me preface this by saying I have no real knowledge. I'm not a fan of this world. Not like, oh God, like Fallout, lame. There are video games that I get into, and then there are video games I don't. And I usually try to stay away from games where when you do bodily harm to a motherfucker, points fall off their body. You know, if I shoot you in the kneecap with a fucking arrow, you better go down. Your points better not trickle off your kneecap. I want to see blood spurting out. I want to see you on the ground in pain, you son of a bitch. I want to see you fucking losing articulation points. Got time for that buffoonery. But even with all of that said, this was an enjoyable series. I would be curious to talk to people who actually are, you know, deeply entrenched in the lore of Fallout. You know, I played Fallout New Vegas one time, and like I just mentioned, I had like lined a dude up in a scope and shot him like dead in the head, and some points fell off, and no one warned me. It was that type of video game. I don't think I'd really ever encountered video games like that up until that point, and I was not impressed at all. But this TV series has me impressed. The early episodes, I was watching early episodes, I'm like, damn, if the fucking computer animation is this bad for the whole series, like, I'm gonna give this motherfucker fucking two thumbs up. You know, but thankfully it improved. By the time you get to the episode where Ella Purnell's character, Lucy, is trying to find the head that she had severed, and you get that giant, like, I don't know if that was like a salamander or what the fuck that was supposed to be, a giant salamander with a bunch of fingers in its mouth, or just kind of like super fucked up monster shit. But by the time you got to that, when that thing is emerged, I'm like, okay, I get why they weren't spending any money on earlier fucking, because some of those CGI effects were dodgy as fuck. Not as dodgy as all the CGI in the Abomination, that's the Roadhouse remake. God, what a soulless picture. What a soulless fucking endeavor. Very frustrating watch. No one can play Dalton like motherfucking Patrick Swayze. There's no reason to have remade that film. It is perfect. It does not need... You know, I'm getting off track. When you do that, there was a comparison to make. You stop the comparison, you move on. You hit him with the Paula Deanda and you walk the fuck away. But then, you know, later episodes, I don't understand sometimes, like, Amazon is, like, the most profitable company in the fucking world, I would assume. They've got all the fucking money. They've got all the riches. I mean, you can't take none of that with you when you die, but whatever. You only got one life to live, might as well live it up. But stop being cheap, Amazon. Like, y'all be making all the money, but you don't be spending a lot of it on fucking your productions, like, cheap. Like I mentioned, bad CGI in the Roadhouse remake is real bad CGI. I think the pinnacle of the horrible computer-generated imagery would have to be fucking Kyle MacLachlan towards the end of the series showing up as young him when it's explained that he's fucking been cloned like a gajillion times. I mean, and I was like sitting there like 200 years, like, how are you that young looking? You're a very young looking, very spry looking 200 and some year old feller. It didn't make sense, but finding out that he's been, it's a protocol, a cloning protocol or some shit like that, something such, him and some other character from Vault 31. But I did genuinely enjoy the ride that I was on. I could have done with, like, maybe one more episode, but 8 is an even number and 9 is not, and I am all about my even numbers. I'm not like a weirdo or nothing like that, but I am definitely all about my even numbers. Like I said, I have no familiarity with the series, so I would have to assume that the character of the ghoul who was portrayed in the television series by Walton Goggins isn't as prominent in the video game franchise. But like I said, I have no fucking clue. I don't know. I do not know if that is factual or if it's infactual. But I do, it's just like I was just saying on my TikTok video version, a more brief more brief, because I'm only allowed to do 10 minutes of video, more brief opinionated review. I stated that when you cast a motherfucker like Walton Goggins, who I discovered when I watched Justified, which is a fantastic series, I suggest if you haven't seen it, you go and you get yourself Justified. You got a motherfucker like him who's just like, when you meet people in life, there are people who have it and then people who do not have it. You don't know how to quantify what it is. You just know that when you see it, you know it. And you guys all know what I mean. I don't know how to quantify what it is about this man, Walton Goggins, that guarantees that he falls under the purview of having it. I just know that the motherfucker has it. He's got it. It's motherfucking, he's so charismatic. His big old toothy southern grin, smile. He's just, I hate to sound so lame, but he's like, man, he's the man. He's so fucking cool. Like, what a fucking, what a stud. He's fucking dope. And I can understand you got a guy like Walton Goggins, you know, you're going to want to make him more prominent in the show than the ghoul would end up being. But then again, I could be wrong. Like I said, I have no fucking clue. The ghoul could be like a very prominent character in the series. I don't know. I just started playing Fallout 4 yesterday or the day before. I don't know. Time is irrelevant since the pandemic. But yeah, I'm about to get into the weeds of this shit. I'm about to get deep in the guts. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get all up in those guts. I appreciated this. I'm looking forward. It seems like by the tease of the end of season one, that season two, and it would be really dope if they called season two Fallout: New Vegas. That'd be pretty fucking dope. in my opinion. I like this. And you know the funny thing about this series, like, all the stars came out. I mean, Fred Armiston had a fucking cameo in this shit. I'm thinking there's so many people that cameoed. And you know, the funny thing is, if you're wondering where the black lady, where you've seen that black lady who ends up being the overseer, like, damn, where have I seen her at? That's motherfucking Blind Al from the Deadpool franchise. As soon as I saw the afro, I'm like, oh shit, it's Blind Al. No fucking shit. Guess she ain't so blind. I know that he's not really blind. He's playing a character. Come on. Get off my dick. But no. I enjoy this very much. Besides the dodgy computer-generated imagery and whatnot, I had fun. I really did. I look forward to it. I mean, the same thing kind of happened with the Fallout series that happened when I watched The Witcher on Netflix. I went out and I bought myself the fucking complete edition of The Witcher. And it took me some doing, but I did fucking beat the game. I got the bad ending, though. Like, everybody kind of died a little bit. Like, a lot. So I'm about to go back in for another round and try to figure out exactly what the fuck I did wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have been flirting with Triss and Yennefer. Maybe I should have picked one. And I've always been a fan of redhead, so when I go back in this time, I'm going with Triss. Yen is cool, but she seemed to have this whole fucking issue about me having amnesia and not believing it and blah, blah, blah. And just kind of like, it's a little bit much. Triss is Triss. You know what I mean? Come on. But anyways, back to the lecture at hand. Perfectionist expected. So I'm going to let him understand from a young G's perspective. I'm not going to finish the rest of that because it just gets more and more crass. But I fucking dug this. And I was really distracted for a minute because the main actress, Ella Purnell, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, she looks like that white girl from, like, wasn't that Scott's daughter in Army of the Dead? Or better yet, for an even deeper cut, wasn't that the captain of the soccer team in season 1 and 2 of Yellow Jackets? Which season 2 gets so fucked, man. So fucked. Fucked concept. But yeah, like, I was looking up, that's the cool thing about Amazon Prime, is they have their proprietary technology of the X-ray, where you can, at any moment, like, anybody that's on screen, you press pause, you press up, and it'll give you a quick IMDb on them. So I kept, like, throughout the whole series until I finally just decided, fuck it, I'll pull my phone out, excuse me, and Google the bitch. I kept being like, she's definitely like the kind of gaunt look that she has going on, almost like heroin chic look, and the big eyes. Like, those are facial features you don't soon forget. So it kept on frustrating me that I'd pull up X-ray, and X-ray would just tell me that she's been in, like, a handful of things. Like, this cannot be. This cannot be, brother. I know I've seen this white bitch before. I just don't know where I've seen her. But I know that I know her, and I will not let Amazon's X-ray lie to me. Again, nigga. That's my best impression of an African person. I apologize to anybody from Africa who just heard that and felt insulted. I'm just trying to go beyond your wildest hopes and dreams in entertainment. And sometimes I go a little bit too far. I've cast my rod and I gotta reel that sumbitch in. And that's what I'm doing with this apology. I'm reeling it in. I apologize. I always do accents and then I immediately shake my head. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're not good at accents. But I don't know if it's like an American thing or always like, you know, trying to do an accent, you know. Oi, governor, got some tea and crumpets? fucking again, anybody from the UK, I apologize for that. I don't know. It's like a tick. I just have this itch to do horrible accents. I apologize, and I will work tremendously hard to do better at not doing accents or get better and not do bad accents. But I know I had seen Ella Purnell somewhere before, and so I finally discovered, I'm like, yeah, I knew that was Scott's fucking daughter, and I knew that fucking she was the captain of the soccer team in Yellow Jacket season 1 and 2. She's fantastic here as a do-gooder who's lived her whole fucking life in a vault and thinking that the world is sunshine and cupcakes and rainbows and fucking jizz and jizzy jazz and whatever the fuck. She's a great actress, and I enjoyed watching her. There were things that did throw me, like they get to Vault 4, just towards like, you know, the end of season 1, and she's sitting in there with Maximus, the fake knight. You know, because he just watched his knight die by a radioactive bear thingy. Man, bear, pig. I don't know what the fuck that was. And she's sitting there. He's like trying not to look at her. And he's like, you smell nice. And it was like, it was a very stiff compliment. And then she retorts with, oh, thank you. Would you like to have sex? Which is just like, I've had women before ask me in some ways that, like, I look back at it and it was, like, almost like, you know, there's la passion when you're caught up in the moment. You're like, you know, hey, I want to, you know. But then there's, like, the cold and calculated clinical way of it, which is, like, she seemed like, you know, I don't know. I think for just vault dwellers seem like they fuck for procreation and nothing else. And, like, I don't know about you, but me, I don't be fucking to procreate. I be fucking to fuck. I likes to fuck. It's good. It's fun. It's a more than decent, more than adequate exercise. I likes to fuck. It just caught me off guard, like, so much. It was just like, you look at sex so clinically that it just kind of, it's sad. It's a little sadder sin. But, yeah. I enjoyed this series. I did notice at the end of episode 8, Kyle MacLachlan's character is in New Vegas. It would be really dope. I think I might have already said this already. Maybe I said it on the video version. But it would be dope if season 2, because I'm assuming that they're going to adapt Fallout New Vegas or New Vegas, you know. So it would be cool. I could understand why from a standpoint, they don't really like to, once there's a title out there, they don't really like to change it. But it'd be cool if they called season 2 Fallout New Vegas or Fallout : New Vegas. That would be pretty dope. I'm sure the people, the big nerds of this franchise would be like losing their shit. Niggas hanging from rafters and shit, whatnot, you know. But yeah, that's my opinion on it. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm completely knackered. So I don't have the energy or mental capacity to talk about this for 30 minutes like I usually would. You know, I like to give you like, you know, long and strong episodes down to get the friction on. But yeah, I ain't got no energy, baby. I gave you like damn near 20 minutes. So, you know. I gave you something. I gave you a little sweetness. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at Daddy. Daddy's trying. Daddy's just tired. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes and a new bag. But more than all that, Daddy needs a motherfucking nap. But as you've come to know on the episodes of my show, I did not mean to rhyme that, by the way. I like to get between 1 and 4 thumbs up. And so for Fallout season 1, I'm going to give it 3 thumbs up. If the CGI wasn't so fucking dodgy throughout this whole series. It'd probably be more closer to a 4, but the bad CGI and that old-timey I've never had sex with a woman soda pop shop type music from like the fucking, you know, when fucking shit was the way that, you know what I'm talking about, that lame-o music. I fucking hated it. It drove me insane. Yeah, those two issues made it impossible for me to give it 4 stars. I gotta be impartial. I gotta be fair. Even on shit that I like, I'm impartial and I'm fair. Or at least that's what I tell myself. But anyways, I'll catch you guys on the next one. With that, I say goodnight, mwah, and goodbye.